USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump was abruptly escorted away from the White House briefing room just a few minutes after taking the podium for a press briefing, but quickly returned to tell reporters.
There was a shooting outside of the White House. Seems to be very well under control. I'd like to thank the Secret Service for doing their always quick and very effective work. Somebody's been taken to the hospital. I don't know the condition of the person. Seems that the person was shot by Secret Service.
The president was not taken to the White House bunker, but was rather ushered to the Oval Office. The Secret Service later tweeted, "The Secret Service can confirm that there's been an officer-involved shooting at 17th and Pennsylvania Avenue. Law enforcement officials are continuing to investigate the scene." Multiple sources said there's no believed threat to the Capitol after this incident at this time. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
The White House says that Democrats left the president no choice but to take executive action to bring Americans more COVID-19 relief. And USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Over the weekend, President Trump signed several orders aimed at extending enhanced unemployment benefits, discouraging evictions, and deferring the payroll tax. Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany saying Democrats failed to deliver, so the president had to take action.
Politics, as usual, should find no place during this pandemic, but Democrats rejected multiple clean bills to provide relief.
She says as long as Democrats don't play politics, the White House is willing to discuss further relief measures. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A major gas explosion leveled several homes in northwest Baltimore, killing at least one woman and leaving at least eight others injured. At least four of those injured are listed in very serious condition, according to the Baltimore City Fire Department. An active rescue is still underway, looking for at least one other victim. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Police broke up a New Jersey house party that violated state health mandates on indoor gatherings, and the host of the event was arrested. At least 300 people were at the pop-up party in the Howell Township, which is about 65 miles northeast of Philadelphia. The out-of-control bash was so big that township authorities needed the help of police from five neighboring towns to quell. Because of the coronavirus pandemic, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy last week lowered the number of people allowed to gather inside to only 25% capacity with a maximum of 25 people, down from the previous standard of 100 people maximum. Even after breaking up the party, the police said they had officers patrol the neighborhood for hours, making sure it didn't restart. The risk of autism may be greater in babies born to women who use marijuana during pregnancy, according to a new study published in Nature Medicine. In an analysis of data from more than 500,000 Canadian mothers and their children, researchers found a 50% increase in autism spectrum disorder in kids whose mother used cannabis while pregnant. While it's known that substance use in pregnant women can affect a fetus's neurodevelopment, the question of whether cannabis use is a risk factor in autism has not been thoroughly investigated until now, according to Johns Hopkins University. The children were followed for an average of 7 years, during which 7,125 children were diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.